You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio from William Hill. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Darts Podcast. We're looking ahead to week 7 from the Premier League from Glasgow. Always an exciting atmosphere north of the border and plenty of good games to come, where reigning world and Premier League champion Gary Anderson plays twice on the night. Loads of action to get stuck into. Sam Norris with you here on the podcast, and joining me as ever is former pro and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. Welcome, Rod.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm very well, as it happens. The wife's got me doing a bit of decorating, so can't wait to get out of the house, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I bet. Fair enough. As I said at the top of the piece there, Rod, we always get a really good atmosphere at Glasgow, and the crowd will be vocal in their support and probably well-watered as well.
Yes, yeah, both of those. Yeah, the new arena in Glasgow is incredible. It's a bit like, you know, the Leeds Arena, the Three Arena now in Dublin. Where it's got this amphitheatre type staging, where it doesn't matter where you're sitting in your seat, you're actually facing the stage, where a lot of the other arenas, a bit like the Manchester's, they're like square arenas. So sometimes you've got to sit on the side of your seat. But this is a great venue, and it does get some great atmosphere. It really does. And last year was probably one of the best atmospheres going out of the whole Premier League. I have to say, it used to be a little bit hostile in the early days, but now they're just really good dart fans that are out for a good night.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get stuck into some of the action in due course. Let's just quickly recap last week. Of course, we saw Phil Taylor whitewashing Robert Thornton in probably the performance of the night. But again, another really good performance from MVG. Adrian Lewis beat a tough competitor in Peter Wright. Gary Anderson was victorious on the night as well. And James Wade edging past Barney. Another good week of darts. Any particular standouts for you?
Well, I mean, we keep talking about Michael van Gerwen. I mean, he went and had 113-plus average again. Third week on the trot, he's posted, you know, averages nearly 10 points above everybody else except for Lewis. He had just on 108. But Lewis would have had been up there with about 118, all but one leg where he messed around on double. So he is the man to beat. However, he did get beaten in two UK Opens at the weekend, one by Lewis and then the final on the Sunday by Stephen Bunn. But Phil Taylor played extremely well. But I have to give Lewis a mention. It looked like he woke up. He seems very tired at times, AD. But last week, he seemed to be on fire. He got out the gate quick. And that's why this one match up with Anderson, his first game, is going to be a great event. Also, James Wade. I mean, the problem with James is he's a great, solid player. But over the last 2 or 3 months, he's just going to sleep in odd legs. I mean, again, for I think the third week on the trot, you know, in total control, and then he nearly gives away the draw to Barney. He finally did get away with the win, but he's just got to tighten up on the final legs.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. Let's get stuck into this week's action then. It's week number 7 from Glasgow. In the first game of the night, sees Gary Anderson, who plays twice this evening, take on Adrian Lewis. It's 5-6 here for Gary Anderson, 15-4 the draw. And Lewis is priced up at 2-1. Both players in good form, Rod. As you said earlier, back in the hostile days of Glasgow, Adrian Lewis didn't always get the warmest reception here at Glasgow. Will that be playing on his mind?
Possibly not. No, I mean, he had a good weekend, played really well last Thursday. You know, 107.98 average, which is incredible. And he gave Peter Wright, who let's not be about a rush, is a great player, and he whopped him 7-3. It was a great performance. Anderson did what he had to do against Michael Smith. That was a tough one for him. You know, these are two of the rawest talents in the game. They've got great scoring power. Is the crowd going to get on AD's back? That is the biggest question here. But sometimes, I know when they played each other before up in Scotland, and it really did get hostile, it was about 5 years ago, it upset Gary more than it did AD, and AD went on and won it. So, I mean, the 2-1 for AD, you know, that's good value if you're a Lewis backer. And both for Anderson, I think it's going to be a long game. So whoever you back, you take at least four legs on the other player. But I'm going to sit on the fence. I think it's going to be 7-5 each way, but I'm going to go for the 6-all draw.
Okay, then 6-all draw is priced up at 15-4. For this game then between Gary Anderson and Adrian Lewis. Of course, a repeat of the world final. Let's move on to the second game of the night then. This is James Wade taking on Robert Thornton. 4-7 here about Wade. The draw is 4-1, and it's 3-1 for Robert Thornton, who was on the receiving end of a bit of a pasting by Phil last week. Still hasn't got a win to his name in this year's tournament, but he's not the kind of player who's going to let his head drop, is he?
No, he won't let his head drop. I mean, as I said, I don't think Robert Thornton is to full health yet. He's had this problem, and I do keep mentioning it, but every week there are signs that he's still there. That whopping of Phil Taylor last week, which is his second one of the Premier League, will probably stick in his mind. You know, he just can't get out of this little rut at the moment. James Wade is playing extremely well. I mean, 5-1 up against Barney last week, then 6-3, and then nearly give the draw to Barney. So he's got to tighten up. I mean, there's no question, like Michael Smith, Robert Thornton's going to turn up one of these nights and he's going to hurt someone. But I think just James Wade, that extra consistency that James Wade is showing at the moment, I think is going to get him over the line. And taking into account Robert Thornton, you know, he's not on the best of his game. But another thing here is, I think we've tipped it for the last 4 weeks, is James Wade over on his individual checkout. He's the king at the moment of taking, him and Barney have taken out just over the 100. So certainly go with that again, plus the Wade win.
Okay, then Wade to throw the highest checkout and to win the game. The spread here is 104.5 for James Wade's highest match checkout. That is 5-6 if you want to play overs on that. And Wadey to win the game outright is a 4-7 chance. Let's move on to the feature game of the night then in Glasgow. This is Michael van Gerwen taking on Phil Taylor. Always a mouth-watering affair. Van Gerwen here at 4-7. The draw 9-2 and Phil Taylor is 11-4. We saw the pair meet in the semi-finals of the UK Open. It was a good performance from Phil, did nothing wrong, and another, you know, ton plus average. But again, it wasn't enough to get near Michael van Gerwen.
No, it wasn't. And the anticipation of this match, I mean, when these two walk into this arena, the roof is going to come off. You know, even us pundits and Dart fans, I suppose you can still call me, I'm so looking forward to this. I'm glad I'm not commentating on it so I can sit back and admire these two. I mean, you know, you've got the young and up-and-coming star, legend he will be. You can't really call him a legend at the moment because he hasn't been in the game long enough. But he certainly is literally unplayable at the moment against Phil Taylor. And I can assure you, Phil Taylor wants to win this, possibly more than any other game that he's played, well, probably of his life. He wants to put the young man in his place. And any good pro will want to do the same. You know, I understand where Phil Taylor's coming from. But he's got to up his average by about 10 points or hope that Michael comes off the top. Now, in that UK Open, as you mentioned, Michael got out of the gate slow and Phil Taylor took a 4-1 lead. Then Michael got into his stride and managed to get over the line. However, this is a 1-7. So he isn't going to have chance to go 4-1 down and perhaps still get the game back. So he's got to, which he has done the last 3 weeks, he's got out from the first error, hitting the treble 20s. It's going to be a great game. It's one of the very few times I've ever tipped against Phil Taylor, but I just cannot see, if both players play like they have been playing, then for me there's only one winner. You know, I'd like to see Phil Taylor go and beat Michael, but those averages, you know, for the last 3 weeks, say it all. And although he lost in, I think it was a semi-final and a final last weekend, he was still there. He still threw great averages and another 9 dart leg at the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably a route to the poorhouse backing it against Michael van Gerwen at the moment. We've got him minus 2.5 legs at 10-11 or to win the game and both players to score 4 or more legs at 21-10. How close do you think Phil will get to him?
I think he'll get 4 legs. I think he's going to be very strong on his own throw. And it will take something exceptional to break that throw. So, yes, definitely over on 4 legs. You know, Van Gerwen win, Taylor 4 legs. I think that's going to be a must. And I can see a high checkout. I think Phil Taylor, if he is going to win this, it's going to take probably 2 exceptional checkouts to break the throw of Michael Van Gerwen. So possibly over on the checkout as well.
Okay, it's a bit of a jump then in price if you play Michael van Gerwen to win the match and both players to score 4 or more legs. That's 21-10 compared to your outright 4-7. And if you want to go over on the checkouts, the spread's a little bit higher for this match for obvious reasons. It's 121.5 overs on the checkout is 5-6 there. Let's go to the penultimate game of the evening from Glasgow. This is Raymond van Barneveld taking on Dave Chisnell. Barney is 7-4 here. The draw priced up at 7-2 and it's even money for Chizzy. How do you see this one playing out, Rod?
Well, I think both these players are having the same sort of game at the moment. You know, they're throwing some great legs, but then throwing some pretty indifferent legs. You know, Barney against Wade last week, you know, he doesn't get motivated until he's behind and then nearly gets the draw. Dave Chisnell, every time he gets near the winning line, he seems to just falter at the moment, and that's in the back of his head. I think it's going to be another close game. I really do. But I'm going to go with a Barney win here. I think that Barney, on the checkouts, we talked about way checkout. Barney, again, I think he had four checkouts over the ton plus last week and the week before. So he really is king of the checkouts along with Wade. So I'm going to go with a Barney win here and over on the checkout on Van Barneveld as well.
Okay, Barney win then. Decent price at 7-4. And Barney's highest checkout spread is just 97.5. So if you play over that, it is 5-6 if you fancy. The final game of the night then sees two Scotsmen taking each other on at Glasgow, with Gary Anderson facing up against Peter Wright. It's 5-6 for Anderson here in his second game of the night. 15-4 the draw and 2-1 for Peter Wright. We've talked a bit about Gary Anderson, of course, Rod. And Peter Wright started this tournament in storming fashion, winning his first three games. But back-to-back defeats, albeit against good players. Are we looking to get back on track tonight?
Yes, he will do. But I did put in my block that Peter Wright's got a great mindset. Losing the last two matches is not going to affect him, as he proved last Saturday when he went on and won a UK event, you know, straight after Nottingham. So I've got no worry about that from Peter Wright. It just, the only thing here is Gary Anderson. He'd have already played Adrian Lewis before he walks on this stage against Peter Wright last on. And I think that's going to play relevant on what happens here. If Gary Anderson goes and beats Adrian Lewis, he's going to come up here flying. Or if he loses to AD, is it going to put him on a bit of a downer? That it really is a tough call. I mean, I'm going to go with an Anderson win, because I do think that, you know, he's going to still keep his scoring power, which should outdo Peter Wright. But if he's not on the top of his game, then Peter Wright will win. But, you know, I see another close game here. So even if you're backing Wright, back it with the four legs, because that's where the extra value is.
Yeah, OK. To win and both players to score four or more legs is 11-5 on the side of Gary Anderson, 15-4 for Peter Wright. If you do think it'll go close and possibly Wright will edge him out, you can play him +2.5. On the handicap at 8-15. It's -2.5 for Gary Anderson. So quite a big spread there, considering how good these two players are.
I agree there on the +2.5 from Wright. I think the Wright backers will see that as great value, because I just cannot see him getting thrashed.
Yeah, certainly is a very big spread. So then, Rod, best bets for the evening at Glasgow for you?
Well, we had a nice little treble up last week that paid 5-2, so the odds on the backers will be happy with that. And this week, I'm going with a Wade 4-7 to win. Van Gerwen 4-7. Pays just on a 6-4, a nice little double. Wade and Barneveld both to be over on their individual checkouts. They've been really strong over the last good few weeks, both of those. And do you know what? I also fancy all five games to go over on legs. I think all five games could be very close on Thursday night. So that's not a bad bet, especially you do fourfolds and a fivefold. And let's not forget that nine data. I mean, they're being hit outside of the Premier League. We've got to have one of these nights. And Taylor or Van Gerwen are the favourites this Thursday. So a couple of quid on that wouldn't go amiss.
Thank you very much for that then, Rod. And remember to tune in to William Hill's In-Play Radio on Thursday night, where we'll have all of the best in-play betting angles covered across the Premier League darts and all of Thursday night sports. Thank you very much, Rod. And enjoy the action on Thursday in Glasgow.
I will do. Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.